Travel continues all summer long at Jesse Brown's. This is Bill Barty saying that if you have an adventure trip, vacation, travel destination on your list with sun protection concerns, comfortable footwear needs, or you just need advice, then stop by Jesse Brown's Outdoors. Because if you're going somewhere, then start with us at Jesse Brown's. The Carolina Outdoors is in session. Come on in. The listening is fine. Every weekend, we come in and break down four segments of the Carolina Outdoors for the listener out there one way, via the airwaves of WBT Radio early on a Saturday morning. The other way is head over to jessebrowns.com, click on podcast. The third way is subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe to the Carolina Outdoors. And you can listen. If you like what you hear, review it, rate it. It helps other people find us and enjoy the Carolina Outdoors program.
Five stars.
Always five stars. I'm Bill Barty, and usually alongside me on the right-hand side is Don Yeager, and across the glass is TJ, the DJ Boggs.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to have you over there, TJ. But we do not have Don Yeager on the right-hand side of Studio D here at 1 Julian Price Place, where we broadcast the Carolina Outdoors. He is out and about as a roving reporter. And oftentimes we talk about him being a roving reporter, but we never quite get the final report. So on this one, Don is on his way to an art exhibit, if you will. And we're going to learn a little bit about art here on the Carolina Outdoors. The topic of topiary. Now, this is involving perennial plants. It's clipping. It's pruning. It's that sort of thing. And training these perennial plants into defined shapes, if you will. And here in the Carolinas, we have one of the best regarded, most well-regarded, I guess, topiary artist around, located in Bishopville, South Carolina, Pearl Fryer. So that's where Don is heading to, Bishopville, South Carolina, to the Pearl Fryer Topiary Garden. And if you've never heard of topiary gardens or Pearl Fryer, you're in for a treat. So TJ and Bill here, and we're going to bring him on right now, Don Yeager, on his way to the topiary garden. Don, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning, Bill.
Now, Don,
off to Bishopville today. I've seen two different television shows on Pearl Fryer's topiary garden in Bishopville, and I've been going to go for years. And I have my two granddaughters with me, Hannah and Reese, who became interested in it as well. So we're launched this morning early, and we're going to go down to see the topiary garden in Bishopville. It's open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 to 4, and next week on the Carolina Outdoors, I'll give you a full report because I'm really looking forward to seeing what Pearl has spent an entire lifetime doing.
Well, we're fortunate for where we are here in the Charlotte area to have several wonderful gardens. One that comes off the top of my head is over in Belmont, the Daniel Stowe Botanical Garden, of course. But that's different. That's not necessarily a topiary garden. Don, what do you anticipate seeing over at the Pearl Fryer Topiary Garden that you wouldn't see in another garden, maybe in another place across the Carolinas?
Well, the thing I'm really hoping to see is actually a person, Pearl Fryer himself, who is quite often there to talk to people and talk about how he has spent a lifetime forming this topiary garden. Pearl Fryer got started doing this quite by accident and became one of the leading authorities on topiary in the United States. He has done topiary, or the pruning and trimming of the bushes and shrubs, as you said, with different kinds of plants that people say it can't be done. And a lot of people have come to see just how Pearl managed to accomplish these things over his entire lifetime. Now, Bishopville's only an hour and a half out of Ballantyne, so it's just a nice little day trip for anybody who wants to go down there and maybe stop in Camden along the way and tour some of the museums there, have a nice lunch, and then move on down to Bishopville. So, like I said, the thing I'm really looking forward is Pearl Fryer himself.
Well, and that may be a big difference in some of the other gardens. I mentioned, of course, Daniel Stowe Botanical, which is right here in Belmont, as well as, Don, this is one that you've been to. It's different. It's nowhere near a topiary garden, but Brook Green Gardens, which is down south of Myrtle Beach, of course, this time of year.
Yeah, more of a sculpture garden, but one of my favorite places on the coast, that's for sure.
But this one, as you said, is the artist. The artist himself is a part of this garden, so
that's
he
cool.
is out there working on these. One of the things that you mentioned is sometimes he uses different plants that aren't thought of as topiary friendly plants. Usually in topiary, it's evergreen, or they use laurels and myrtles and stuff like that to train the plant into an art form. Do you happen to know, and I know you're just on the way, do you know any other woods or plants that they use in topiary gardens?
Well, that's what we're about to learn, that's for sure. This is well beyond bonsai, I assure you. These are full-size plants, full-size trees, if you will, and you know, he's just spent an entire lifetime single-handedly doing that, and I think that's one of the more remarkable things.
Wow, yeah.
You know, somewhere like Daniel Stowe has a whole team of gardeners and people who are really trained in this thing, and Pearl is completely self-trained and has done this single-handedly.
That's right. Now, he's done this since the early 1980s, and he's really created a destination there in Bishopville, I think from nothing
wow.
40 years ago or so to something that people like Don Yeager enjoy a day trip here in our Carolina outdoors with his granddaughters, get out there and be able to enjoy and maybe just possibly get to see the artist at work.
Yeah, looking at some of the pictures online, it seemed that's even more impressive that it's one guy. Like, that's incredible.
Our guest here is Don Yeager, who's normally the host, but he is not in studio. He's on his way to the Pearl Fryer Topiary Garden. This is located in Bishopville, South Carolina, just as Don just said, an hour and a half or so from South Charlotte. He is on his way down there with his granddaughters to see a little bit of the Pearl, or a lot of bit of the Pearl Fryer Garden. Of course, Pearl Fryer works in this garden. And Don, you mentioned he's been written up several times, several newspaper articles, magazine articles, television shows. But one of the most well-known documentaries on topiary gardens is on Pearl Fryer. It's titled A Man Named Pearl. Tell us what you learned about him as an artist in that documentary when you got to see it.
Well, it's a remarkable thing from the standpoint that he is so driven to do this, and it's become his life work. And, you know, it's just amazing that he has been so caught up in this, and it was his form of relaxation to come home after a day of his normal job and then to spend that time in the garden. So, you know, it's really something that's touched his soul, and it's really become a ministry for him as well as just a lifelong effort to create some beautiful artwork. It's a thing that runs deep in his soul. There's no doubt about that. And the documentary is just fabulous. If you haven't seen it, there's at least two different ones. But I think The Man Called Pearl is the latest one and really gets into him more than just the topiary, that's for sure.
Well, and they say visitors to the garden experience a place that is beautiful, whimsical, inspiring, and educational. All of that wrapped into one, and the garden contains over 300 individual plants, and few are spared from his skilled trimming, is the quote from pearlfryer.com. The topiary is complemented by his junk art, another quote unquote junk art sculptures that are placed throughout the garden. So he is using other art in there with the topiary garden to accentuate or complement the topiary. Pearl's garden is a living testament to one man's firm belief in the results of, listen to this because these are all important, positive thinking, hard work, and perseverance, and his dedication to spreading a message of love, peace, and goodwill, unquote, from pearlfriar.com. So, Don Yeager, that's a little bit what you have in store for you down there in Bishopville, South Carolina.
All right, Bill, I'm going to take a few pictures and send to you so you can see it on the radio.
Excellent.
But you can also post them on Facebook at Jesse Brown's, and folks can get a little glimpse of this.
Well, thank you for taking a little bit of time out there as a roving reporter to let us know what you have up your sleeve, and we look forward to getting those photos. And again, we will post those up, just as you said, at the Facebook page for Jesse Brown's Outdoors. Travel safe.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Watch out for that lizard man in Bishopville.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about him.
That might be a whole nother curveball to the Carolina outdoors as we find out about the lizard man. You remember that back? That was about 35 years ago or so for newcomers to the Carolinas. We'll cover that on another segment of the Carolina Outdoors. Hey, if you want to head down there as we exit out this segment, pearlfriar.com is the website. It's Pearl. You know how to spell that one, but Fryer could be a different one. F-R-Y-A-R, pearlfriar.com for the Topiary Garden of Bishopville, South Carolina. He's TJ the DJ Boggs. I'm Bill Barty. We're the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors.